the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that.
Mr. Rolling Stone. Get ready, people, it's the age of the kings. Wearing black boots and a big silver rings. Well, if you're ready to dance, you best gather round. Cause Blues Incorporated's coming to town. Now some people laugh, but he don't care.
Hi once again, fans of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 504. And we've got a bunch of true garage obscurities in this episode. Got it underway with a band from the San Jose area. One of the very rarest garage rock singles. In fact, I believe it was a promo copy only on MNO Records from 1966. The band is The Hard Times, the track Mr. Rolling Stone. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, here's another obscurity out of the States. Founded on a comp called Do the Chicken Back, 60s rhythm and garage beat from the Frat House. So a frat rock track from an outfit called Just Two Guys. This is I'm Free.
I don't care. You think you broke my heart. The last laugh is not on me. Cause now I can
turn. You'll soon be waiting for the knock on your door. But babe, I ain't coming back no more.
Top 20 of 1963 from Denmark. Thank you.
We
Three 60s garage obscurities out of the States. Just Two Guys with I'm Free top the set, followed by the Milestones, another obscurity, band on which I have no information at all. They do appear on Lost Souls Volume 5, Garage Psychedelic and Rock Oddities from Arkansas and Beyond, the Milestones. Then thirdly in the set of Grey Ant Records, the only release from the Dead Beats, July 1966. Band formed in Davidsonville, Maryland, and the track released on Teenage Shutdown Volume 2, You Treated Me Bad.
There are mamas and daddies today that know how to turn their children loose to go to the dance, and young people that know how to dance today but don't know how to do that which is right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, here's a band out of Boonville, Mississippi. Although the song appears on the compilation Don't Be Bad 60s Punk Recorded in Texas. So out of Mississippi, but recorded in Texas, unreleased at the time, released as a demo on this compilation. Recorded June 66 in Pasadena.
It's rolling.
Tape's rolling. What's the name of it?
Everything's right.
The Finks. Okay. P-H-I-N-X. And you can see them on the Retrospect Instagram and Facebook. Track called Everything's All Right.
Garage Rock fans, this is Dick Lee from the 60s garage rock band called The Brimmers. You're listening to Phil Gray at his Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Free 89.0 FM. Stand up, grab that air guitar, and get ready to rock. And oh, by the way, I think that E string is a little bit flat. The song you're listening to right now is called Sacrifice, and it is off The Brimmers' Sacrifice album. We recorded the track at Harmony Studios in Los Angeles in 1966. Rock on, all you garage rock heads.
this is Steve from the States, and you're listening to the gold standard for proto-punk and garage rock, Phil Gray's Retrospect.
But it can't be a flop. He said that a romance would just have to stop. I tried to telephone a residential area, but the mother complains. She says, don't ring again. Residential area, her daddy's got a big car. I can't afford a life, her daddy smokes a cigar. Innocent brown, it's out of bounds. I wait to see her, it's hard to be found. The dance at the top, thought it can't be a flop. He said that her romance would just have to stop. Telephone, a residential area. But a mother complains, she says, don't ring again. I don't want her to see you. Residential area, her daddy's got a big car. I can't afford a light, her daddy smokes a cigar. Out of bounds, a way to see her is hard to be found. The gas at the top, but it can't be a flop.
Three more obscure tracks: The Finks with Everything's Alright, followed by The Brimmers. Out of San Joaquin Valley, California, that song Sacrifice, a bit of a hit for them. Airplay in Europe, Australia, and even here in New Zealand, apparently. Released just the one single, but a bunch of unissued tracks subsequently released on CD. The Brimmers with Sacrifice. Then thirdly, from the UK, five pupils from Etheridge School in Bilston, West Midlands, England. Originally known as Danny Cannon and the Ramrods, they became known as Herbie's People. You can see them on Instagram and Facebook. Apparently they decided the lead singer should be the singer because he'd invested in a microphone. The lead guitarist, because he'd bought a guitar. And the drummer had purchased the drum. Yes, the drum. Herbie's People. 1966 released a second disc on CBS. Failed to make the charts. But they did make several UK TV appearances. Then in 1967 recorded a track called Hummingbird. But the B-side, Residential Area, is a bit more important. So that's the track I chose. And here's a little bit of extra information about Herbie's People. Apparently two members of the Ivy League had written a song with Herbie's People in mind called Let's Go to San Francisco. However, two of the band members liked the song so much, apparently, they decided to record it themselves under the pseudonym The Flowerpot Men, and that was a hit. But not for Herbie's People.
Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
Well, it's Global Garage for the rest of this week's episode. And here's a new artist to Retrospect, Annie Gautra, better known by her stage name Stone, French singer and actor. In 1966, she was taking part in the Miss Beatnik competition, where Eric Chardin was a member of the jury. They were acquainted after that competition, got married the same year. They'd had separate musical careers, but decided to form the duo Stone et Chardin in 1971. But here's a track from 1966 on Polydor, a French 7-inch single. From Stone, this is C'est ma vie.
L'on peut dire de moi vraiment tout ce que l'on voudra. J'ai choisi ma vie, je veux être tel que je suis. Et même si les gens se rient parfois un peu de moi, c'est pour
Effect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Liberated youth, bored with sex, bored with drugs, bored with life itself, drop out for good.
Quiero que sepas, niña, que no me diste tiempo.
Some Global Garage, Stone, with CMRV, followed by The Olympians. The B side of a 45, because I can't read the A side. It's in, is it called Cyrillic? Greek text. But we had the B side, Hopeless Endless Way, from The Olympians, who formed in September 65 in Thessaloniki. 1967 release from The Olympians. Then, thirdly, Estelle's Bla, Spanish release from 1970. 7-inch EP on a label called Blurter. You can see Estelle's Blur on the Retrospect Instagram and Facebook. Title track from that 4-track EP, Comprende Niña.
Big surge in New Zealand, so you know, it's terrible. We don't want that.
Let's head to Bolivia and a release from the label called Psycho Fasico. This is a 7-inch, 33 and a third RPM 4-track EP from Grupo Trigal. The EP is titled La Calle Principal, which I would say means Main Street. I don't know the date of it, though. It could even be as late as the late 70s, but I hope not. But it is off the compilation Pebbles Volume 5, Bolivia Part 1, Original Artifacts from the Psychedelic Era. So this is Grupo Trigal.
Phil Gray's
Retrospect.
Hey, tú, fuera de aquí. Hey, tú,
con hacer ojitos voy a dejarte subir hasta mi nube. Estás equivocada, pues aquí soy yo nomás el único que sube. Te digo, hey, hey, tú, tú, fuera de aquí. Hey, hey, tú, tú, fuera de aquí. Hey, hey, tú, tú, fuera de aquí. Que no me entiendes, fuera de aquí. No vuelvas. Nunca. Nunca. Es cierto lo que piensas, que en tu nube siempre cabe mucha gente. Pero la tengo reservada para mis amigos que son gente diferente. Y pronto debe venir mi nuevo amor que durará eternamente. Y en esta nube ya sin ti podré vivir con ella al fin alegremente.
Just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Ah, todo el mundo a bailar con los chains a go-go.
Latino tracks, firstly out of Bolivia, Grupo Trigal with La Calle Principal, followed by Los Rios, Mexican band, 1966 album release, Bajate de mi Nube. We took that title track from Los Rios, of course, The Stones, Get Off My Cloud, and then Los Shanes out of Peru, one of the most important bands in the golden age of Peruvian rock music in the 1960s, four studio albums, very cool track, Shanes a Go-Go, classic out of Peru.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
In the last episode, we had a track from El Sistema out of Mexico. It was that cover of Hendrix's Purple Haze titled Amor LSD. That was the A-side of their 1968 debut. Here's the A-side of their follow-up from 1969 on RCA Victor, El Sistema. Hola, yo te quiero.
Enamorado.
Publishers know well that once so exposed, the insatiable curiosity of youth will cause him to delve deeper and deeper into this grotesque material until his utter depravity is complete.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Today we're free, the session is well. Somebody will play a forgotten guitar. The candlelight will soon be out, and after this we'll have a trip. Talking through the smoke, smoking through the sound, walk around the world, joining our soul. Let's enjoy the session. Let's enjoy out of question. It's our first relation that will end on Monday. Perhaps next week we have another trip.
Was a Latin American heavy episode. We had El Sistema with Hola Yo Te Quiero, top of the set. Of course, The Doors, Hello I Love You, followed by Los Psychos. Very important band in the history of 60s garage music. Out of Peru with Salvaje, wrapped it with Los Vidrios Quebrados, The Broken Glass. Formed 1964 in Chile, influenced by the big names of the British Invasion, The Stones, The Yardbirds, The Beatles. Originally formed as Los Lawyers, because two of the members were law students in the Catholic University of Chile. Changed the names to Los Cuervos when they became a trio. Then 1966 became a foursome again, Los Vidrios Quebrados. Eventually broke up 1968 when one member moved to Paris, another to London, another to Stockholm, and one member returning to Chile to form a jazz rock group. So Los Vidrios Quebrados with Que Importa El Tiempo. Time is out of the question.
Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Well, probably about time I played a couple of tracks from here in New Zealand. Firstly, from The Smoke, you can see them up on our Instagram and Facebook. Band out of Auckland, New Zealand. Here's a track called No More Now.
I know just what I am.
Like the Monaco, Federal Street. Go, go to the Monaco, strictly for swingers. Friday and Saturday from 7:30. Shake till your back aches to the big sounds of today. Top 10, soul, rhythm and blues. Oh, I tell you, guys and gals, the Monaco is good news. Friday or Saturday, take off to the Monaco. Fab, fun, and strictly for Jet Set Team.
It's another one out of New Zealand, the Selected Few out of Wellington, formed in 1966. Members were still in high school throughout most of the band's career. Regular performers in the Hutt Valley just north of Wellington. 1966, they released a 45 on HMV. That was the A-side, cover of The Pretty Things, Get the Picture. That brings us to the end of episode 504. Remember, lots and lots of back episodes are always available wherever you get your podcast. Whip out your phone. Go to any podcast app, search Retrospect Garage Punk. Subscribe, rate, and review if you can. And remember, you can follow me on Facebook or Instagram. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. Wrapping it with an instrumental, as we traditionally do. This one's from Orpheon Records, 7-inch 45 RPM EP, four tracks from Los Hippies. The EP is titled El Funeral del Labrador. They had a bunch of 45s and EPs on Orpheon Records from 1966 to 1968. But I was particularly taken with this track off this EP. It's called Mum 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 by Mexico's Los Hippies. Kind of a cool sci-fi influence intro to wrap this week. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thank you. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.